nightly podcast for young teens on drugs. This is your host Jarrell, and I have a guest, Brandon, that I will be interviewing on this topic.
Good evening, people. I'm Brandon Jones, and I was addicted to prescription drugs as a young teen until I wanted help, and I was able to get it and become clean.
At what age did you get hooked on prescription drugs, and why did you start taking them?
When I was 14, that's when I started. It was on and off thing for me. By the time I turned 15, I was completely addicted to them. My grandmother has always been prescribed painkillers and all type of other drugs. She used to leave them out on the table, and I used to sneak a couple, not thinking what would happen.
What was your lifestyle like while you were addicted?
My life consisted of being a certified junkie. Junkie is a person that craves a drug bad, and most of the time they can't function without it. I was lazy. I stopped going to school for a period of time. Even when I did go to school, I slept through all my classes because I was so high off the drugs.
Did anything influence you to start taking drugs? If so, how, what, or who influenced you?
I saw everybody doing drugs, such as peers, celebrities, etc. So I took the risk of trying it myself, and I ended up getting hooked, which was a bad idea.
Did you think it was a good feeling to be addicted?
To me, no. It was a good feeling at the time when I used to be high until I had a horrific experience at the age of 18.
What was your horrific experience, if you didn't mind sharing?
One night I was at a party, having fun, taking drugs back to back. Whole while I was at the party, I was alert, but when I got in my car to go home, I didn't make it home that night.
What do you mean that you didn't make it home?
Well, I was on 285 going home, and suddenly I wake up in the hospital. I wrecked my car because I passed out due to taking too many different drugs. I hit two cars and flipped over and ended up in the ditch.
Oh my God. So therefore, you having the accident and being hospitalized, were you hurt from this accident?
To be honest, yes, I was hurt very bad. I broke my right arm. I broke three of my fingers that was on the same arm. I scratched my face up, and glass cut through my clothes and cut my chest. I had to get my chest stapled together to close the cut. I was also charged with DUI and vehicular homicide. I hit a lady who was pregnant and her baby died during the accident, and she ended up with permanent brain damage. I had to serve 18 years in prison behind this. Just imagine from 18 to 36 years old that I didn't get to enjoy my adult life.
Wow. Well, I guess you are scared from this terrible experience.
Yes, I am scared because it haunts me until this day that I took a baby's life and almost took the mother's life too.
While you having this accident experience, the addicted life, what do you suggest people should do to slow down drug usage?
I would suggest that teens that are addicted should be entered in a rehab facility and parents can stop them from entering. They will choose a drug of their choice and will be administered a little at a time, and the dosage will increase by the day. After 2 weeks, parents will visit and witness their children act crazy and crave like junkies due to these drugs. So what if there's a few overdoses? They should not have been got addicted in the first place.
Wait, you are saying that teens should be sent to rehab, and instead of getting help, they should get hooked even more and most likely die of with parents witnessing these type of activities?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I want to happen.
Why would you suggest something so terrible?
All because that we can't make them stop by simply telling them to stop. Some need to experience the horrible life of being addicted, and maybe it'll terrify them by witnessing overdose and seeing others drop dead.
Do you think that it would help impact parents in a positive way or a negative way?
To be honest, I think that the impact would be a positive way. Parents need to stop their children from having so much freedom. They need to watch their children because parents have no idea what they are doing behind their back, so parents should look after their children more carefully.
I could agree on this idea, but I can't agree with if this is involved. I just don't think it's right.
Depth is the most important thing to scare teams from situations like this. We just can't expect for them to stop out of nowhere and think it's going to be okay. We need to scare them to the point where they want to be little angels again.
Could you provide any possible outcomes for institutions?
Parents will be actual parents. The high school graduating rate will begin to rise. Teens will be motivated to get a job and do something with themselves. It's really a lot of possible outcomes for this suggestion.
Wow. Well, thank you, Brent. Is there anything that you'd like to say before we close the podcast?
Just listen, teens. Before you decide on taking drugs, just think about what I said happened to me at the age of 18.
That's all on The Fix. Podcast for young teens on drugs. This is your host Jarrell, and I have a guest, Brandon, that I will be interviewing on this topic.
Good evening, people. I'm Brandon Jones, and I was addicted to prescription drugs as a young teen until I wanted help and I was able to get it and become clean.
At what age did you get hooked on prescription drugs, and why did you start taking them?
When I was 14, that's when I started. It was an on and off thing for me. By the time I turned 15, I was completely addicted to them. My grandmother has always been prescribed painkillers and all type of other drugs. She used to leave them out on the table, and I used to sneak a couple, not thinking what would happen.
What was your lifestyle like while you were addicted?
My life consisted of being a certified junkie. A junkie is a person that craves a drug bad, and most of the time they can't function without it. I was lazy. I stopped going to school for a period of time. Even when I did go to school, I slept through all my classes because I was so high off the drugs.
Did anything influence you to start taking drugs? If so, how, what, or who influenced you?
I saw everybody doing drugs, such as peers, celebrities, etc. So I took the risk of trying it myself, and I ended up getting hooked, which was a bad idea.
Did you think it was a good feeling to be addicted?
To me, no. It was a good feeling at the time when I used to be high until I had a horrific experience at the age of 18.
What was your horrific experience, if you didn't mind sharing?
One night I was at a party, having fun, taking drugs back to back. Whole while I was at the party, I was alert, but when I got in my car to go home, I didn't make it home that night.
What do you mean that you didn't make it home?
Well, I was on 285 going home, and suddenly I wake up in the hospital. I wrecked my car because I passed out due to taking too many different drugs. I hit two cars and flipped over and ended up in a ditch.
Oh my God. So therefore, you having the accident and being hospitalized, were you hurt from this accident?
To be honest, yes, I was hurt very bad. I broke my right arm. I broke three of my fingers that was on the same arm. I scratched my face up, and glass cut through my clothes and cut my chest. I had to get my chest stapled together to close the cut. I was also charged with DUI and vehicular homicide. I hit a lady who was pregnant and her baby died during the accident, and she ended up with permanent brain damage. I had to serve 18 years in prison behind this. Just imagine from 18 to 36 years old that I didn't get to enjoy my adult life.
Wow. Well, I guess you are scared from this terrible experience.
Yes, I am scared because it haunts me until this day that I took a baby's life and almost took the mother's life too.
While you having this accident experience, the addicted life, what do you suggest people should do to slow down drug usage?
I would suggest that teens that are addicted should be entered in a rehab facility, and parents can stop them from entering. that would choose a drug of their choice and will be administered a little at a time, and the dosage will increase by the day. After 2 weeks, parents will visit and witness their children act crazy and crave like junkies due to these drugs. So what if there's a few overdoses? They should not have been got addicted in the first place.
Wait, you are saying that teens should be sent to rehab and instead of getting help, they should get hooked even more and most likely die of with parents witnessing these type of activities?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I want to happen.
Why would you suggest something so terrible?
All because that we can't make them stop by simply telling them to stop. Some need to experience the horrible life of being addicted, and maybe it'll terrify them by witnessing overdose and seeing others drop dead.
Do you think that it would help impact parents in a positive way or a negative way?
To be honest, I think that the impact would be a positive way. Parents need to stop their children from having so much freedom. They need to watch their children because parents have no idea what they are doing behind their back, so parents should look after their children more carefully.
I could agree on this idea, but I can't agree with if death is involved. I just don't think it's right.
Death is the most important thing to scare teens from situations like this. We just can't expect for them to stop out of nowhere and think it's going to be okay. We need to scare them to the point where they want to be little angels again.
Could you provide any possible outcomes for institutions?
Parents will be actual parents. The high school graduating rate will begin to rise. Teens will be motivated to get a job and do something with themselves. It's really a lot of possible outcomes for this suggestion.
Wow. Well, thank you, Brent. Is there anything that you would like to say before we close the podcast?
Just listen, teens. Before you decide on taking drugs, just think about what I said happened to me at the age of 18.
That's all on The Fix.